Looking to transform your family game nights? At Perfectly Picked Games, we specialize in family games that bring everyone closer. Our games aren't just fun. Kids and teens will learn how to take turns, develop basic strategy skills, and understand the thrill of winning and grace of losing. With our exclusive gift of games, you can give months of gaming excitement to your family. Choose a 3-month or 6-month gift, and we'll deliver hand-picked family games to your doorstep every month. And here's the best part. Right now, you can use the promo code GOLDENMOJO and receive 20% off your selected plan. Don't miss out on this exclusive offer. Use promo code GOLDENMOJO and save 20% today at Perfectly Picked Games.
Welcome to the United States of Paranormal Podcast. Sit down and buckle up for an enlightening ride through everything cryptid, creepy, and paranormal.
Hello, all of my paranormal freaks out there. It is I, Golden J, hanging out with
the Rocker Chick
and
J-Dub.
And we are the United States of Paranormal.
Woohoo!
That's us.
That's us.
Yeah. The three of us, plus Logan.
Yeah.
We can't
just Logan.
We can't leave Logan out. Can we?
Nope.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, today we have a lot to get to. We have a lot of things to talk about, a lot of things to do. So just so you know, if you're not into all the intro banter shit, we do have it in the show notes. So go check it out right there underneath the description. It'll tell you where the story actually starts. But believe me, you do not want to get away from this opening banter.
Woohoo! We like our banter.
Yeah.
Banter.
You know, we get more people telling us that they like the banter over the people that don't like the banter. So.
But we have to give them choices.
We give them choices. Yeah, absolutely. So if you're new to the show and this is the first episode that's popped up and you're like, God damn, those fuckers talk a lot. You'd be like, I couldn't just go to the show notes and jump up to the story.
That's what podcasting is about. Talking.
Yeah. Crazy motherfuckers talking.
That's right.
I know, right? Well, first line of business, ladies and gentlemen. What are you guys up to? What's been going on? J-Dub, listen. There's just one simple answer for you. You've been prepping your new, brand new campsite.
Yes. I'm so excited. It looks so beautiful.
I'm excited to get out there this weekend and go check it out. Obviously, we're recording a little bit ahead of time, so this won't come out for a couple weeks. We'll have had a couple weekends out there, I do believe, but mm-hmm. I'm excited to get out and see what you got set up. I think we're going to be out there this weekend for a little bit and do some cleaning up on our lot because there are sticks everywhere.
Mm.
You want to hear a really cool stick story?
Sure.
Sticks.
Sticks. So this last Sunday, beautiful weather. We had spent the whole day on Saturday up at Gunner's house working on his plumbing because he has no water pressure. And so we wanted to do that. And Colton had put it all together. And so I went up and helped there. And so it was pretty much literally all day, a lot longer than we anticipated. So on Sunday, the rocker chick fucking gets up at like 7:30 in the fucking morning. And she is just geared to go. So she's actually outside doing some weed eating. It's still like 32 degrees outside. It was, I mean,
yeah, it was a crappy day. It was not a good day.
Saturday was a good day, and we were inside working on plumbing. But so she gets all these sticks picked up, big bundles. I went up and helped her carry at least one bundle. I mean, that was all I pretty much got. But I was working out here in the garage cleaning, and she gets all these sticks picked up. The yard looks good. It's stickless. And then all that, it wasn't the storm, but just like heavy wind comes blowing through, and she is cursing the weather as she looks out and sees all these new sticks laying in her yard.
Yeah, it ticked me off.
It was funny. It was funny as hell.
So funny. I'm laughing.
I can tell. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have So, and what else you guys been up to?
Nothing really.
Man.
Been quiet.
This is not exciting podcasting here. You guys haven't been doing nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing? Nothing at all?
Nope.
Well, let me tell you what I've been doing is getting the Patreon up and running, and we have some amazing people who have jumped on and a part of it. So let's go down the list for the first, pretty much the first week and a half as of this recording. So shout out to Crispy Tenders.
Yay!
Also, Logan signed up. Though I told him he didn't have to, I would give him access to whatever he wanted. But he's like, I want in. So Logan is a member of the Patreon. This next one is, his title is Bonehead, but it is, his first name is Lance. So shout out to you, Lance, or Bonehead 13. Is his,
Bonehead.
This is his profile showed, name showed up. Our long lost friend, which we've missed out on, IsoCam jumped on. You guys remember IsoCam from the Halloween Chiller Filler.
Yeah.
Long, long time listener. Yeah, thank you so much, ISO, for jumping on the Patreon. And Derek Davis is jumped on also. So,
yay. Hello. Nice.
I was
glad to have you.
I'd like to know. I actually talked to ISO last night, and I forgot to ask him if he got his poster yet, because I got them all mailed out for all those. So hopefully you guys are enjoying those United States Paranormal posters.
Yeah.
All autographed.
With, beautiful.
I don't even think that's a real rocker chick signature. It's just
it is.
Weird.
I just scribble. I scribble my name. That's all it is.
Well, next time we'll have to take pictures of us signing them so that we can do like authenticity. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, everybody, thank you. All five who signed up so far. Very much appreciate it.
Yeah.
And we hope we can get some new members coming along the way here. We got great reaction videos up now. If you go for the highest tier, plus you'll get the autographed poster, plus you'll get every episode full video edit, so you get to see everything. J-Dub just rocking to beat hell. Sometimes she picks her nose. Sometimes she plays on her phone or her smartwatch.
Well, I've been rocking here, and my watch says, "Are you riding a bike?" No, just sitting here. Hello.
It's always fun. It's always fun when you're getting steps and you're not really doing anything.
Yeah.
You get you get the autograph poster, you get a shout out, you get full videos, and of course, if you get to the highest tier, you got dollar reactions. But so it's all listed on the Patreon. Just go to patreon.com/2sop. We appreciate the people that have signed up, and we're hoping to see some more real soon.
Yes, so, please.
Yes, yes, yes. All right. So I have a little surprise.
A surprise.
I have a surprise. Are you guys down for a surprise?
Sure, sure.
All right, let's start with the rocker chick. Hold on, let me get this cleared out so it's not bothering me on this. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here, I got you a little surprise. You have to explain to the people that are on the audio what is in the little bag that I just gave you.
Oh, look at that. Look at that. Look at that.
Are you going to explain it? Or
no, I'm going to open it. Well, I'm going to open it.
She's going to open
Maybe
it.
Maybe I'm going to open it. My God.
Should I have opened it pre-giving it to you?
Maybe. Oh, there it is.
There it is.
I got my...
If you're on the Patreon right now and you're watching the video, she's going to show you that it's... Oh, my
In
God.
The quiet. I got my pair of feet shirt.
Look at
Woo!
That.
That's
yes.
awesome.
That's so cool.
And look at that. It turned out really, really
it
great.
It did. It really did.
You can find the pair of feet... Tank top, hoodie, or unisex t-shirt on the store, UnitedStatesParanormal.com. Look, she's all excited.
I am.
That's so
super
cute.
Excited.
Yeah, she asked me 2 days ago, did you ever order me a shirt? I'm like, no. The fuck?
Surprise.
All right.
Surprise.
Jacob, I got you a surprise also. Ow. Can you get to that?
All right. Oh, my God. I haven't seen it. Oh my goodness, that is so cool.
This is awesome. It is J Dub riding a celestial staff.
Oh my gosh, look how that brightens up the. That is so cool.
It's even got my arm tattoo.
Yep.
Where am I?
Esteban did an amazing, amazing job.
That is awesome.
You'll notice that there is a bucket on the bottom. And it says, ship happens. And it's got a little flying saucer on it. I also want you to look at the tag in the inside of it.
Ew.
Does it have an alien on it?
It has an alien on it.
Oh my gosh. That's so cool. That's so cool.
And of course, on the sleeve, it does say.
That is so cool.
Tusop.
That is awesome.
All right. Okay.
Thank you.
There is one more piece on that shirt that is just especially for you. Look under your butt on the saddle.
Under your butt.
I don't know how well it came through on that particular t-shirt. That is especially for you. Can you see it?
I don't think so.
No?
Well, it's we don't have the lights on all the way.
Well, flip the light on. I'm going to walk around the corner. Bobby, you keep talking.
Oh, I got to stand up to put the light on.
Right there. Didn't come through real solid. Just for you. Just for you. I was hoping that would be an appropriate thing to put on there. I thought I couldn't... not have it on there somewhere. Oh. Just in case you need that.
Thanks. Oh. I love it.
Now, is that up for sale on the...
No.
No, that's just a...
It will one, be. No, no, okay. No. It okay. will be up for sale. But as of this week, when it releases, it'll be up for sale. But I have not... This is just between been between me, Logan, and Esteban that these were put together. Aww. Because I want it to be a big surprise. But yes, as of this recording, as it's being released, these are up on the store. They are ready to go. Multiple colors. Do you like the color? We agonized over that one for a while.
That is too cool. Too cool.
And, of course, we eventually will have stickers with just the bucket on them. And, we got a lot of things that are going to be played out in this. But the Celestial Stag t-shirt is available on the United States of Paranormal.com.
.com.
That's awesome. I love it.
That's a lot of man hours. And Esteban did an amazing job. I mean... We sent photos and, we back and forth on all the different things. And, absolutely did an amazing job. So, very proud of it.
I love it.
Nice. Good job. Good job.
Right down to the arm tattoos.
Yeah.
So, ladies, there's your little surprise Woo-hoo! For the night.
Sorry, we don't have anything for you.
It's okay. It's all right. I'm just happy to be able to finally put out the Celestial Stag t-shirt. That's
cool. Thank you.
Welcome. So, get out there, order one.
What are some shits?
There's going to be a couple different ones. We'll have the one with the tag on the shoulder and the tag in the neck. And then there'll just be a plainer one that won't be as, because it's a little bit more to have the second prints. But I like the extra prints, the tag, the side sleeve. So
yeah.
And you are wearing a two-sop shirt while you're riding.
I saw that.
Did you see that you got a riding crop?
Yes, I did. I have a few of those at home, too.
I would imagine you probably do.
That's awesome.
All right. Well, J-Dub looks over her shirt. You're all right. You enjoy it. That's what we're happy to be able to do it, and we're happy to have you here, and we're loving the idea that people are wanting a Celestial Stag t-shirt. So.
Well, thank you, Esteban and Logan, too. This is great.
They did wonderful work, both of them. I don't know what else to say about Esteban. Go check him out. His link to his Instagram is in our show notes every week because he's an amazing artist. And if you're used to United States Paranormal stuff, he is our main guy that does everything. So we always reach out. He done the Great White Bald Beaver. He's done all of the scarecrows and the cast per, you know, all that stuff. So
very cool.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I think let's just wrap the show up. We're all done.
Okay, bye.
There's no more.
Actually, we have some emails to get to.
Wait a minute.
That's
let
right.
me ask you this, Jeremy.
Okay. Sorry. My bad.
Follow procedure.
I don't know.
If you had to get a tattoo today.
Today?
What would it be?
Oh, it'd be one of two things. I'd really have to figure out which one I'd want more, but I think it's easy. I'm going to get a Kansas City Chiefs arrowhead if I had to get it right now at this moment.
Okay.
But I'd also get an Ankh. I always wanted an Ankh. It's an Egyptian piece. I always wanted one of those. I saw some the other day. It had one on their neck. It was really cool.
All right.
So there you go. J-Dub's getting a Celestial Stag.
Yeah. I'd probably get my memorial piece for Finley.
Okay. Cool. That was quick. Everybody answered quickly. And I'd get the positivity
symbol. Oh, yeah. That's right. Where are you going to get that put at? Because, I mean, that's pretty much a...
Right on my forehead. No. Spread positivity. No. Probably on my arm. On my
Do it
wrist.
Next to your arrow?
On my wrist. Somewhere. Yeah.
Okay. Just thinking. I'm just thinking. Okay. All right.
Got to be somewhere where I can see it. So
easily. Where's your memorial piece going to go? Because I'm assuming that's something that's coming eventually that you've been thinking about.
Probably on the inside of my left leg.
Right on.
Calf area.
My Chiefs one would go right here on my arm, right here. So I could show everybody.
I have a few that I'm wanting to get that I've been waiting for. So.
Are you going to elaborate or any?
Oh, well.
Come on, spit
it out.
They're
kind of nerdy. The Finley Memorial tattoo. I have my dog Jezebel on my foot, and I want to get on my other foot my other dog that passed away, Dolce. But then I want my dad to sign his name, and I want to get that tattooed on me.
Nice.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Montana did one on her arm that says smile. Did you ever tell you about that one?
Mm-mm.
So when she was born, me and my buddy Craig wrote a song called Smile about, basically coming home to from a rotten day, and there she is, and one smile is all it takes. So,
yep.
So we wrote this song called Smile. She actually had me write it out, and she's got Smile tattooed aww on her arm. So,
excuse me.
Oh,
Jesus.
Gassy over there, and it ain't me.
Not for once. All right. Are we ready to get to some emails?
Yes,
then?
You can get to emails now.
Yes.
All right. Well, get to some emails. We did the Patreon. We did I presented the t-shirts. Logan, I think she liked the t-shirt. Mm-hmm. He'd been asking me for 2 weeks, you remember that shirt yet? Because I didn't have it on our last recording, so I had one to wait because I wanted to do it on the show. But so, yeah, I've had those for a minute.
Sneaky.
Did you even know about it?
No. You never said a word to me about it?
Well, I didn't know if you saw my invoice on the printer the other day. I was like, that thing's been there for like a week and a half. I probably ought to put that away.
Didn't see it.
All right. Well, let's get to some emails because we have a couple here. Of course, ISOCAM emailed us. I've been listening back to episodes, and your episode of getting to know Golden Jay on March 9th hit hard. As a huge Golden Mojo fan, it feels nice knowing how much you care, Golden Jay. It may sound corny, but I do feel like I'm part of the family, and I genuinely 100% feel like if I was dealing with something heavy, I could talk to any single one of the TUSOP or Call Guys group, and I have dealt with suicidal thoughts before, and depression keeps running in my family. So knowing how much you actually care about your fans is what makes me love listening to you guys. Love you all. ISOCAM.
Nice.
Once again, I'm humbled by the, to the fact that when we talked about this, the response we got back from it, whether we talked about it here on United States Paranormal or whether we talked about it a little bit more on the other side. And me and Frankie Vegas even talked about it on the Golden 80s podcast. We really, really have really opened up and talked a lot about mental health and things like that. And people reaching out who have listened to the show, like ISO did, and like Kane did, and just so many others. I'm very humbled by all the people who have reached out and shared their stories, and you're not alone. So definitely, if you ever need anything, we're always here. So you can reach out via email, and I'll get to you right away. You know, if you just need to talk, or we can figure out another way to talk if you want to talk face to face or anything like that. So we're here for you, everybody. Yep. We love our listeners, and we want to make sure that you're all happy and healthy and moving forward with this thing called life that actually is pretty great. So
yeah, it is. Tough times pass. So
that's absolutely.
Absolutely. And we all have them. So.
Yes, we all have them. They're insanely crazy, and yeah. All right, I'm looking at these other. I mean, I got so many emails. I need to save one for our next episode, but I don't know that I will. Let's I got an email from Rodney. You guys remember Rodney from Montana?
Mm-hmm.
It says, Rodney from Montana again, still quite enjoying the podcast, and it's been nice getting to know you guys through the other side with Logan's 20 questions. And by the way, the rocker chick won that episode of Our Kansas.
Yep.
Anyways, I was listening to another podcast called National Parks and After Dark. They do episodes about people send in their stories about experiences in natural parks. There was a topic that got brought up that I heard before but never really thought about, but it feels like it might be right up your alley. The staircase phenomenon might be something that's spooks the hell out of J-Dub.
Didn't Alicia do that?
Alicia did do that. That's why I brought this up.
Gotcha.
Alicia actually did an episode of the Stairway to Nowhere or Staircases to Nowhere or something like that. Have you heard about this? Did you didn't get a chance to listen to that episode? It's an older one. I can't remember how long ago it was. I was going to look it up, and I did not get a chance.
Maybe.
in the woods of a lot of, I mean, not something that you're just going to stumble across by just kind of walking in. But if you get in some of these deep woods, there are just literally staircases to nothing.
You did a story on a staircase, didn't you? That went up, and if you counted or something, by the time you got to the top, you'd see how you died or something.
Yeah, that was a cemetery. That was a 100-step cemetery something. But yeah, no, I remember Alicia's story
it
on
was,
that.
And it was really
there were many
on,
different
yeah.
cases of people just, you know, hiking through the woods, and there's just a staircase that goes nowhere.
Well, a lot of people said that. Okay, so from my understanding, if I remember correctly, like the park rangers and stuff that are in these woods say, if you run across these stairs, do not approach them. Just walk away from them, because there has been a lot of weird happenings. If people get on the stairs, people vanishing, you know, just odds. There was, I think there was one case where the guy was standing on it and lost time. Yeah, it's go back and listen to it. It's an early episode of United States Paranormal. Alicia did the story. She did a great job. But I think that my finality of that story was, I truly believe that the stairs are a landing platform for UFOs, and that they could that they just didn't want to take stairs with them. They just had a place that they came down, landed, could walk out.
Gross.
That's what I'm saying.
Fuck that. No. No, thank you. No bueno.
No bueno. I'm just saying. That's a possibility.
No, thank you.
None? So, Rodney, thank you for the email. Definitely go back and check out Alicia's episode. And she did a great job. I don't know that we can look into it and see. Maybe we can find some more than what she covered. But definitely a damn good story.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I agree with you 100%. It's definitely right down our alley. J-Dub's going to be looking into the stairs from nowhere. All right. Next email comes from Zach. Are you ready?
This is a
good one. It's going to take me a minute. It's a long one.
Oh.
All right, here we go. Mm. Hello, my favorite trio of paranormal storytellers. And Logan. It is I, ZT from SC, hanging out with myself. I hope this finds you in good spirits. But seriously, I just wanted to let you know how much I enjoyed your podcast and storytelling. Contrary to what others may think or say, I enjoy the banter at the start of each episode.
See? All them other people are bitches.
I like how it kind of shines a light on everyone's personality. Or no, everyone's personal life. Everyone on the podcast seems to get along well and have fun with each other. I mean, I guess the rocker chick has to, since she's married to Golden Jay, and J-Dub deals with him at work.
I do.
I've gotten a bit behind on my episodes, only because I listened on my way to and from work. So I was listening to 2 to 3 a day. I got caught up and had to wait a few months so I could listen to more than just the current episode. One of the more recent ones you guys were talking about, if anyone has come into contact or communication with a loved one that has passed on. I have. And I'll get back to that. This may be a lengthy email. So I've always had a fascination for the paranormal. My wife just recently took me on a haunted distillery tour where, for the first time, I was able to investigate. This was after we had a tasting, too.
Hmm.
You know, get acquainted with the spirits. yeah, I'm full of corny ass jokes. Anyway, I was done. I think it's supposed to be down. This was down at Southern Grace Distillery in Mount Pleasant, North Carolina. Former prison turned into distillery. Check into it. Taps has an investigated here as well. As you see the stuff on the show about the feelings, cold spot, etc. Well, can confirm all of it there. However, I do think that Baggins really overplays a lot of it. The tour guide is an actual paranormal investigator too, so he had his equipment. And me being a big giant kid, I'm a Ghostbuster at heart. I brought my own stuff too, which they encourage. Evidence-wise, several EVPs were captured, orbs on video, spirit box responses, including one that asked, "What are you drinking?" in one location. But probably the coolest one was when I placed a motion sensor light-up ball, cat ball toys, that you have to physically touch or move to get them light up. I had one light up when I placed it on a windowsill.
Very cool.
Golden Jay, you say it all the time, but if you get the chance to investigate anything, go do it. Do it as a group. You won't regret it at all.
I agree.
Back to the passing of the loved one thing. I lost my dad in 2012 to brain cancer and my mom 2 years ago. She died at home, smoked all her life, so that caught up with her and she was never the same after dad passed away. She sadly passed 10 days before it would have been the 10-year anniversary of dad's passing. So I hate the entire month of August. Anyway, while I was at my mom's house alone, packing some things up we were going to donate and clear out, I instantly got the smell of one of mom's cigarettes being lit up. It's a very distinctive smell. Virginia Slim Lights menthol. She smoked them all her life. Some of the stuff, some stuff you don't forget. Getting the smell of this, my brain instantly switched into investigator mode. This was before I had any equipment, only my phone. I turned on the memo voice recorder and just started walking around and asking questions. Something I should mention, as my mom got older, if she didn't hear you fully, she would look at you and say, "Hmm?" or "Huh?" but like a mumble kind of thing. I caught this on my phone as an EVP.
Oh, wow.
I was asking and walking around her bathroom off of her bedroom where she passed, and I said, "Mom, Dad, is there anyone here?" And I caught the "hmm" as an EVP.
Wow.
Again, I was by myself. I heard it. I edited it down and I sent it to my sister and my wife. They both text me back, "What the fuck? That's mom." My nieces were freaked out too. Now, I've been back and forth with Zach. We've been emailing back and forth. And he is going to get some of these EVPs that he caught and different stuff and send them to me. So in a later episode, we will actually run those so you guys can hear
them. Cool.
It's weird to hear it even to this day, but I think it was her and she wanted to say hey, but in her own way. I did go back a week later to investigate for a few hours with my EMF, motion cat balls, digital recorder, and camera, but caught nothing else. No feelings, nothing, just emptiness. Of course, sorry for the long email. I wanted to share that story with you all. I've been wanting to email for a while, but it keeps slipping my mind. The podcast is great. I always enjoy listening and answering the questions out loud to myself that you all ask each other. Check out the story behind the distillery. Southern Grace Distillery would be a cool one, I think, to check into. Oh, would be a cool one to check into. And definitely get up the courage and go out and investigate the paranormal. J-Dub, I know of your story, But don't you agree the others need to experience it too?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Love what you guys do. Keep it up. I'll keep listening. Have to catch up to the current episode ASAP. I'm on 108. Love, peace, and chicken grease, JT.
Nice.
Thanks.
All right. So, and here is the PS. Golden J, if you can figure out what my email is, you get bonus points. Now, I'm not going to give you the entire email because I don't want to give it away, but his handle is ESPLTD87. But I'm not going to give the rest of what, you know, where he's located at, because that's not a standard one. But so when I got this email, I read through it, and I'm you know, I'm loving the email. But man, when you give me a fucking challenge, I'm all about it. And I figured it out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What was it?
Well, as you know, I am a internet stalker when it comes to our Facebook
yes,
stalker.
Yes, yes.
So I started searching his name, his handle, the whole nine yards. I found his Instagram, which he called me out in a later email because I liked one of his photos. ESP, LTD are both guitars. So ESP is the main brand. LTD is kind of their, you know, their Epiphone to Gibson, their okay. Squier mm-hmm. to Fender mm-hmm. type thing. But yeah, he owns both these. So we definitely got into, you know, talking about guitars more, but and so on and so forth. The 87 obviously was the year he's born. So I thought it was for the 87 series that ESP put out. But I was wrong.
Oh, you missed it.
I missed part of it. I did because he come back and told me that, and I'm like, well, damn, man, I really was hoping that 87 was the fact that you were a Travis Kelce fan. Oh, geez. He did text me back or email me back and said he is a Kelce fan and he was excited for Kansas City to win the Super Bowl this year again. So there you go. Zach, you said Southern Grace Distillery?
It's on my list.
Let's do it right now.
Oh, well, we're doing it. Nice.
Just for you, dude. I was in the need of a story and I started digging around. I got some history of the place, and I'm going to tell you, have you looked into it?
Yeah, I've watched the...
The Ghost Hunters?
Uh-huh.
That was pretty much the only place I could find anything about kind of what the haunting part of it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I have some notes from the show. I have the background, so I'm going to... I couldn't find anything via the internet, because basically when you put in, you know, that plus paranormal plus anything like that, it just takes you to their page where you can go take the tour.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't find anything on the internet that really talked too much about what the hauntings were about. Just the fact that you could do a tour. So, well, let me get through the opening here of all the background of the prison and the distillery and all that, and then we'll talk about Ghost Hunters.
Okay.
All right, let's get into this. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been waiting almost 40 minutes. Let's get into today's story. Southern Grace Distillery, the NC Cabarrus Correctional Center on Dutch Road, was a minimum security prison founded in 1927. Although considered crude and sometimes cruel when compared to today's prison standards, the Mount Pleasant facility was built as a humane alternative to chain gangs. Due to prohibition in 1920, as well as other laws enforced by the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, afterward, the prison likely housed numerous illegal moonshiners and bootleggers as part of its population. One of the most well-known cases involved Red Roland. Roland was a known bootlegger in the Cabarrus County Sheriff eventually sent a squad to Roland's home to seize the White Lightning and arrest its maker. The cops couldn't locate the distillery, but arrested Roland after his pet produced a handful of cash from a hiding place. Hmm? His pet was a monkey.
Oh.
The whole do tricks and tip the hat for tips thing. Yeah, that's a... Rowan convinced the judge the money was the monkey's earning, and he got off of the cash charges.
Oh, my gosh.
But was later arrested for another offense, and the judge was less agreeable than his first. So Roland was convicted, but it's okay because the prison was located right across the street from his house. I don't know how that's okay. I mean, you fucking sit at the bars and stare at your house and be like, who is that guy going in there? I don't know how that worked out, but they said it was okay. For many years, between 200 and 400 inmates were housed at a time in the facility, which was actually only designed to accommodate about 250 prisoners. Due to the inadequate space and necessary maintenance upgrades, it was closed in 2011.
That wasn't too long ago.
No, not really. I mean, it's 1927 to 2011 is not really, I mean, in the grand scheme of it, that long for a facility to be open. Powell Spear is at peace now, but many of the former prisoners of the NC Cabarrus Correctional Center are not. The acquainted hot box methods of severe punishment is now outlawed, but it was a small building where up to two prisoners could be housed up for 60 days. Even on hot summer days, a fire would burn in the hearth that caused profuse sweating. Yeah, profuse sweating. I'm thinking you got a fire burning under your ass while you're in the hot box anyway.
Horrible swamp ass. Mm.
It's a good thing to take away from that. You stink. The prisoners were not allowed to leave the building until their punishment was concluded. And it's not a difficult to fathom how a prisoner could become so desperate to escape that they would attack the guards to do so. In one case, a guard was overpowered and shot through his abdomen by a prisoner during such an attempt. A dent where the bullet hit after passing through the guard's body is still clearly evident on the door. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Of course, several inmates met violent endings while incarcerated in the facility, either by suicide or other method. One prisoner hung himself in a solitary confinement cell number 4, and whose spirit is believed to have been heard by several visitors and employees. Another was murdered in the bathroom of the largest housing building. In 2016, the walls of the old prison on the outskirts of Mount Pleasant became the home of Southern Grace Distillery, which has made its mark with a legal, award-winning white corn whiskey and bourbon. Mm. Currently, the popular distillery distributes to 13 states plus a foreign city of Hanoi, Vietnam. I think I pronounced that right. If I didn't, I'm sorry.
Sounded weird.
It even gained national international notice for many of its brands, which include the Sundog 130 small batch, a gold medal winning at the San Diego International Spirits Competition, and at the 50 Best in New York City.
Nice.
The Sundog Pink Lemonade.
Oh.
Spirited Lemonade of the Year in the Berlin International Spirits Competition and the Platinum Winner in the SIP Award. I figured you'd like a... Can you imagine a nice lemonade? A nice pink lemonade? Mm-hmm. Sundog Apple Dumpling Silver Medal at the North American Bourbon and Whiskey Competition, and Zero Dark 130, which is a 100 proof variation of its recipe. Ooh. The first bourbon whiskey named Convenience and released in 2017. took a gold medal at the Micro Liquor Awards in California and earned top honors, double gold, at the 50 Best competition in New York City. The facility is now fondly called Whiskey Prison.
Mm. Whiskey Prison. Like it.
I have watched YouTube videos about it, and they have some kick-ass shirt to say Whiskey Prison. I'd like to have one of those.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
So the Whiskey Prison is popular with its spirits, but it's also popular with its spirits. All right. So first off, when Zach first brought this up, the first thing I did was go to YouTube and kind of search around a little bit and see what was out there. Now, seriously, there are several YouTube videos of investigators at the distillery. They are definitely hard to watch. There is a lot of bad recording. And, you know, it's the little things, you know. I'm do some editing, people. Don't just throw your video up there,
right?
You know, so on and so forth. But I tried to watch a couple different investigators. I got about 10 to 15 minutes into them, and I, you know, you got to hold my attention, you know. And to me, if you're not bringing something of entertainment in that first little bit, then it just, I mean, I get it. I mean, it is what it is, but I didn't dive deep into their hour and a half long video to see what they come up with. You know, it just didn't hold me. So, mm-hmm. But there are some out there if you guys, you know, feel a need to go out and check them out. The big thing was, you know, was the Ghost Hunters episode. And they brought in a lot of information. That's what I love about what they do, because they do some research on the show, and it gives you a little more background as to, you know, kind of what's going on with that. So, you know, we talked about suicides and murders in some of the cell blocks and stuff like that, and then we will actually talk about that too. So are you ready to dive into just what the little Ghost Hunters had to deal with? So I actually really enjoyed this episode. I'm a big advocate of Ghost Hunters in their what was that? Not show me anything type thing.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, oh, did you hear that? What? But I thought this one brought a lot of really cool stuff. So they talked about Reddy Carter. And Reddy Carter is the gentleman that was in the hot box, and he was trying to get out and wrestled with the guard, got his gun, shot the guard in the abdomen, mm-hmm. and that bullet hole in the door, you know, had to went through the guard and then hit that steel door. And of course, they showed that door in the episode of Ghost Hunters, and they walked up and were really looking it over. And yeah, it's really cool to see it. I mean, I don't know that it's as prominent as everybody might think it might be, because I was thinking it was like the outside door, you know, and he was trying to get out the outside, but they walked through several doors to get to that one. So it's kind of buried back in that hot box a little bit farther. Did you notice that?
I didn't.
You didn't at all?
No, I didn't. I don't remember that. Okay. I thought it was the outside door, but
it looked like it was more inside. Like they walked into the room and it was like that back door or whatever. But
okay.
Seriously, you know, lighting a fire in that in the middle of summer. Can you imagine? I mean, in the middle of winter, it'd be all right. But it's like, oh, it's warm in here now. walking around in there, they were in the production house. They were in the cell blocks. They were all over the place, but they kept hearing all kinds of things that I'm not really sure that I buy into. They kept saying they kept hearing voices, and they kept repeatedly, I mean, they kept happening almost on like a metronome type thing. Like they would just, you'd hear it and they're like, well, that was a man's voice. And then they'd hear it again. And then they'd hear it again. But I told Bobby at the time, I thought it sounded more like a cell door closing than it did, you know, a voice.
Or something mechanical running or something. Yeah. But it's always, when you're watching those types of shows, it's always you. Everybody hears something different.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, I think it's important to be able to play them, and you kind of take in what you get without having somebody tell you that, well, this is what we think it is.
Right.
When we actually did your episode of A Haunting, and you sent me the EVPs, I actually sat down and did a deal where I put them on there, and then I went back and said, this is what they say they thought they said. So I gave everybody a chance to hear it prior to, you know, giving them the information of what that paranormal investigation group told you they thought it was.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's important. I think you guys need to get a chance to hear it before somebody goes, oh, yeah, they said this or whatever. But
yeah.
Of course, you know, there's always loud bangs and stuff like that in that place. I mean, it is an old prison. It's a very echoey, so anything that can happen. They did notice some shadow figures walking around. I know that the one investigator said he saw one that they thought maybe somebody was walking outside, and it kind of pershaded or had a shadow that kind of went inside the building or whatever. But, I mean, it was, they couldn't recreate it or whatever, but.
Right.
And then, of course, Jason, right, Jason?
Mm-hmm.
He saw a figure walk by a door like two or three times down the hallway. But I think they really did. Didn't Steve go outside and walk it? And he's like, that's exactly what I saw. Mm-hmm, was mm-hmm. So it's a possibility there was somebody outside walking around that they didn't necessarily find out there. But I don't know. Did you see the dog bit? Where they took the dog Chewy, which was Chewy was a dog of one of the employees that worked there in the distillery.
Okay.
And the dog would not he would go like a certain spot and then he wouldn't pass.
Mm-hmm.
He would just sit there and growl. And they ended up taking the table and the rug that was sitting there and moved it to the side, and the dog would then pass that area. So I don't know if there was something attached to the table the dog could sense that they didn't like, but I just thought it was an interesting idea behind it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was crazy. You know, the other thing that was kind of funny was they went to the gift shop because there was stories that they knocked the hat off of one of the mannequins mm-hmm. or whatever all the time, but they couldn't get in to do it. You know, it was right. Like, I mean, come on. Knocking the hat off a mannequin, really? You know. In the cell blocks, they said they can hear women screaming. I don't know. If you go back into the history of it, which they did, this Rufus Barrier, and was that the old man, or was that the – I think the son was Rufus that died on the property
right
before they built the prison. And his mother, Margaret, were both buried on that ground somewhere. And they think maybe the woman screaming that they were hearing might have actually been her from way back in the day. So, I don't know. Take it as you get there. But the barrel house, they had a lot of footsteps going overhead. They could hear people walking around. Obviously, when they're investigating there, they don't allow people just to go wandering around. So they can keep that as clean as they possibly can. But there's not a lot of story to tell about it. It's just that there's a lot of things that go on in this place. I don't know. I mean, if Zach is actually getting things while he was there doing his, you know, with his investigation, with his toys and tools and stuff like that. I mean, or even the investigator that, was doing the tour guide guy. So I don't know. I mean, it sounds like it might be a very interesting place to go, and that you can hear a lot of things and see a lot of things while you're there, even on the tour. So
yeah, I can't remember if it was cell four or which cell it was, but that the one girl sat on the bed, and they said that they women would sit on the bed and feel like somebody sat down beside them.
Yeah.
I think that was one of the things. And then women would get their hair pulled and
Like yeah, too, so. You know, well, it's a male prison.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, women would be more apt to be harassed by the male spirits. But it's ironic that this prison was populated by bootleggers and moonshiners to only have a whiskey distillery actually take it over mm-hmm. and start distilling in there. I mean, obviously, I don't think that's lost on them whatsoever. I mean, they probably play into it a little bit, but I love a good whiskey, you know. I miss going on tasting tours. Those are always fun. One of the first things that I did find when I started doing some research, obviously, like I said, I went to YouTube. There is a 4-minute video there that is from the distillery that talks about the distillery. And Leanne, who was one of the co-founders, I can't remember her last name at the very freaking moment, but she was one of the co-founders. And so as this video starts, it's her talking very, I mean, she's one of those people that you would probably meet and just absolutely fall in love with because she's just very bubbly and very, mm-hmm. you know, just like fun to be around. It just seemed like she was very excited about telling the story of Southern Grace. And I was like, oh, well, that's pretty cool. She's very, very into it. And she's, you know, she's a co-founder of this and she knows all this. And what did I say? They opened it in 2017? I'm trying to remember the exact date. 2016, they opened it up. So this video came out relatively close to them opening and prepping this. And as I was doing more research, I was reading on this one site, and she had passed away just a few months after shooting that video, if I did my time crunch aww. Right. And I was like, I don't know why I was sad. I didn't know her. I mean, you know, I have no connection to her whatsoever. But it was like I read that, and I was just so sad for the distillery and the family because she just seemed like that person that you would want to gravitate to.
Mm-hmm.
And I was pretty bummed over that, but I don't know, just a little add on to that into the end of my story there, but I thought it was kind of weird. Anything else you want to add on to the end of this?
I can't think of anything else. It was a good episode and yeah, I go buy their whiskey.
We got to figure out what the 13 states are. If Indiana's one of them, I'd go buy a bottle. I'd like to try it. I'd like to try the lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That might be a campground necessity.
It might be.
Yeah.
Get a shot of the, what is it, Southern Grace?
Southern Grace Distillery. The big one that they got out is that it's called Convenience, I do believe is the name of it. Yeah, that's their first bourbon whiskey was named Conviction. I'm sorry, oh. Conviction.
It's fitting.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that they
definitely play off it being an old prison.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. But it's really cool to see the barrels and jail cells and yeah. shit like that.
Yeah.
It was super
in the
cool.
hot box, and all the yes. barrels being stored and aged yep. in the hot box.
Absolutely. All right, so go check out the Whiskey Prison. That is Southern Grace Distillery in North Carolina. In what city? It's on Dutch Road in Mount Pleasant. Is that right? Sounds good. I believe
oh my,
it's
my, he's questioning his.
I gotta question everything after this whole Mackinac thing. Just question every damn thing. But, yeah, I still feel bad about that whole Mackinac thing. But
it's that damn Google.
The damn Google.
She's the one that said it.
It's not Google. That's a pronunciation app that
I
got.
Well, whoever the pronunciation app, you need to get a new one.
Shit.
No, there's nothing wrong with the app. It's just not pronounced that way. The app, is, according to the spelling, is pronounced properly.
Okay.
But it's not pronounced that way because it's those damn French.
Damn.
All right. You guys have anything you want to add on the end of today's episode?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. We did a good job, and hey.
Keep sending the emails in.
Yes, please.
Guys, we love the emails. I did hear from Yahira.
Yeah.
I did reach out to her. She said everything is going well. And she said, thanks for checking in. What did she say? She's been keeping up with J-Dub on Facebook.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And of course, once again, she actually said thank you for talking about the mental health awareness. So, Yahira, it's good. It was good to hear from you. I need to email you back. It's not something I've forgotten. Also from Carrie, we've been back and forth on a few things, so we're going to talk more about that later. I thought I had an email where I got another vote for my treehouse.
That is off the plate.
Why is that off the plate?
Shorty wants.
There's no winning. No, everybody wants me to have the studio treehouse.
Oh. Okay.
Everybody wants it.
As long as you build it.
Oh, yeah. One last thing from Zach. It said, sorry, rocker chick, but a treehouse studio sounds badass. So another vote for that.
Goodness.
But it can't. Oh, but it cannot be stocked up with bougie water.
Yes, no bougie water. That shit's weird.
What? Why is it weird?
Janae.
We forgot to do it. I was so involved. Janae. I was so Jones on the shirt, and then I didn't get to the. Oh, Janae. I have never in my since we've known each other have I ever called you Jenny.
No, I
never
hate. Being called Jenny.
We were talking the other night about something, and I just called you Jenny. And I literally stopped in my tracks and looked at the rocker chick. I go, why the fuck would I call her that?
Yeah, and then he comes to work, and he's telling me about it. And as soon as he said that, I go, don't fucking call me Jenny. He goes, oh, I've never called you Jenny. I go, yeah, all through elementary school, I heard it was Jenny. Jenny. What are you doing, Jenny?
It all started with me trying to do some Forrest Gump, and I didn't even tell her the story about me calling her that, and she like gets in, don't you fucking call me Jenny, and I'm like, damn, Lindsay, you catching all this? And she's like big eyed over there, don't call her Jenny.
Yep.
Never have I called her Jenny. It's always J-Dub. J-Dub.
J-Dub.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. Thank you to our Patreon subscribers. Yes. We hope to get some more. We do appreciate all of them that have gone on so far. And just go to patreon.com/twosop.
Do it.
Get signed up. Also, get on the UnitedStatesParanormal.com where you can get yourself a Parafeet shirt. Yes. Or a what is it?
Celestial
Stag.
J-Dub on top of the Celestial Stag. And don't forget the bucket is right there. Mm-hmm. Actually, we probably should have put two buckets stacked on top of each other because that Celestial Stag is very tall. Mm-hmm. Look at that. If you're watching on Patreon, there is the picture. All right, guys, we're out of here. Thank you so much. We'll see you again next week. Keep it spooky. I'll see you on the other side.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to The United States of Paranormal. Check us out at theunitedstatesofparanormal.com or at any other of our social media pages. At Twitter, at TOSOPPOD. At Instagram, at The United States of Paranormal. Or Facebook, at the United States of Paranormal, or YouTube at the United States of Paranormal 1795.
Please check out our other podcasts in the Golden Mojo Entertainment Network: The Call Guys, Golden Image Podcast, Indiana Chiefs Fans, The Golden 80s, Murd Nerds, and A Court of Books and Booze.
And if you have a location you would like us to check into or a creepy story that you would love to tell us, please email us at theunitedstatesofparanormal@gmail.com. Please like, rate, and subscribe wherever you listen.